Breaking news out of Malaysia. Former Prime Minister Najib Razak has been ordered to serve his 12-year jail sentence after the nation's highest court upheld his conviction on several counts of corruption linked to the 1MDB financial scandal. Well, the judges had earlier dismissed his application to recuse Chief Justice Tunku Maimun Tuan Mat from presiding over his final appeal, viewed as his last bid at overturning his conviction. The charges against Najib involved the transfer of funds from SRC International, which is a former subsidiary of 1MDB, into his personal bank accounts in 2014 and 2015. He was found guilty on three counts of criminal breach of trust, three counts of money laundering, and one count of abuse of power in 2020. Well, for the very latest, let's go to Afifa Arifin, joins us live from the Federal High Court in Putrajaya. Afifa, what else did the Chief Justice say?
Well, essentially, Otali, in delivering her verdict, the Chief Justice, who is the chairing a five-judge panel, essentially said that the appeals are therefore unanimously dismissed and the conviction and sentence are affirmed. This means exactly like what you said, the five-judge panel did not see any other reasoning coming from the defense from their previous written submissions, because as we know, the defense did not want to submit any new written or oral submissions in this appeal. And so a verdict was derived very, very quickly. As we know, this appeal hearing is actually set out until August 26, which is this Friday. But because there were many, you know, twists and turns, and in a shocking development today, the Chief Justice Tunku Maimun decided to announce the verdict after, you know, the defence had applied for applied to recuse her from presiding over the case. So the decision is unanimous, and there is no stay, and this means that Najib Razak will be sent to jail.
So you've mentioned Najib now is going to be sent to jail after failing to overturn his conviction. Does that mean that he goes straight to jail? I mean, no other ways of getting out of that?
Yes, we understand that that means that he will be going straight to jail from the federal court itself. We were in the media room. We were not allowed in the courtroom where Najib was, and there was a screen there for members of the media to oversee the proceedings in the courtroom. And Najib was seated in the dock, and behind him were his family, his two children, his son and his daughter, as well as his wife, Rosma. We also saw the UMNO president, Zaid Hamidi, entering court about an hour ago, just as the Chief Justice was going to deliver the verdict. The last of the video, you know, streaming that I saw inside the media room, Najib was talking to his family, as well as Zaid Hamidi and his other entourage. The police were there surrounding him. The video feed has since been cut off, so we're not quite sure what's going on in the courtroom above. We're also told that Najib could possibly be escorted through the basement. There's another possibility that he could be escorted here, but we're not quite sure exactly where and his movements or how his movements out of the federal court will be.
Now, just looking ahead, Afifa, how do you think, you know, this final verdict will impact UMNO's plans for the general election, which is expected to be held very soon?
Well, like I said, we just saw the UMNO president, Zaid Hamidi, coming into court. And the last we saw was of him speaking to Najib in the courtroom. But what we know is that there has been a lot of talks and a lot of pressure from UMNO members pressuring the prime minister to call for elections as soon as possible. We know that just yesterday, the UMNO members, UMNO division chiefs, as well as the top party leaderships, were holding a series of meetings from morning till night. There were many issues that were raised, in particular a call from the division chiefs to say that the UMNO leadership is ready to go into an election. But at the same time, there were many other reports saying that, you know, the meeting was for the division chiefs to pressure the prime minister to interfere in the judicial process with regard to Najib's case. Of course, UMNO youth chief Ashraf Wajidi has rubbished those claims. And as it turns out, you know, the judicial process was in no way affected, or it was in no way politically pressured by the UMNO leadership or by the Prime Minister himself, given the verdict that we just heard from the Chief Justice. So we are possibly going to see a greater pressure from within UMNO to call on the Prime Minister to dissolve Parliament and call for fresh polls.
Afifa Arifin reporting live from Putrajaya.